you, think what it would mean if I could talk to the animals. Just imagine it, chatting to a chimp in chimpanzee. Imagine talking to a tiger, chatting to a cheetah. Oh, what a neat achievement that would be. If we could talk to the animals, learn their languages. Maybe
if we could talk to the animals. Rex Harrison, and Eddie Murphy as well, have starred in Hollywood renditions of a fable about a veterinarian who could talk, even sing, with his furry and feathered friends, sparking the imaginations of many people who wish they could do the same in real life. Kim Ogden of Rutik says she can. Dr. Kim, as she prefers to be called, makes her living listening to what animals have to say to help their owners solve their pet problems. She was asked to help put together a CD of music that dogs would like to hear. And after a year spent researching and conducting canine focus groups, she and her producers came up with Ask the Animals, songs to make dogs happy. Dr. Kim, welcome to Living on Earth.
Thank you, Steve. Delighted to be here.
Now, you describe yourself as an animal communicator. What's that?
It is a person who talks with animals just like Dr. Doolittle. And there are three ways that animals communicate. They send me their thoughts. They send me their feelings, and though it may be hard for some people to understand, animals are wonderful at sending mental pictures to me when I focus my attention and my thought on them.
Can you do this with other people as well?
Oh, Steve, I don't try on people. My whole life is for animals. I don't know. I don't want to know what the people are thinking. The animals keep me busy enough.
How did you find out when you were a child that you could communicate with animals?
Oh, I heard them.
What did they say?
Well, you know, I would hear things like I'm hungry without them actually barking. And I'd look around the room, you know, when I was young and see that, you know, it was only the dog and me. different things like that. Actually, I went through my whole childhood not letting anybody know that I could do this. I just thought that I was a weird little kid.
Now, you were instrumental in making the new CD, Songs to Make Dogs Happy. What's the need for such a CD?
There are a lot of bored dogs in the United States. And what happens to these dogs is they almost get frantic when their people leave for work. And I heard so many situations where dogs were chewing on walls, dogs were pulling down curtains, dogs were eating glass.
Eating glass?
Eating glass. This is very expensive for their owners, you know, when they eat glass, because they need to have operations. So it began to dawn in my consciousness that these animals needed some kind of help. And when Skip Haynes and Dana Walden from the Laurel Canyon Animal Company gave me a call to see if I wanted to be an animal communicator for this CD, I immediately jumped at the chance because I knew there was such a need for this type of thing.
All right, it's time now to fire up the old CD player here. So let's play a song from Songs to Make Dogs Happy. How about I Love Food? What will dogs like about this song? Let's hear it first.
I want some food.
I need some food.
Don't mean to be rude.
I love food.
What's for dinner?
What's for dinner?
Make it a winner.
Make it a winner.
Make it taste good.
Make it taste good.
Like good food should.
Like good food should.
I'm hungry. Can't wait.
What do dogs like about this song?
Oh, they like a lot of things. They love the mention of food. They love that. And, of course, you know, we had the little food sounds in the background. Oh, they like that. They respond to that. See, it gives them something happy to think about when their owners are gone. And then it develops a sense of, you know, anticipation. Oh, I'm going to get fed, you know, by the time that their people get home. They like that one.
And the dogs have quite a vocabulary. So words like winner, dogs understand?
Oh, yes. As a matter of fact, Steve, it may be hard for people to believe this, but there have actually been words, and I say this in all seriousness now. I've done this for a lot of years and talked with thousands of animals. This is the blow-away part. There have been animals that have used words that I, with my doctorate degree, have had to look up in the dictionary.
You're kidding.
No, I will never forget this. One word was homeostasis.
Excuse me?
Yes, homeostasis. I had no idea. I'm like, Well, how do they know this? How do they know these words? And I have to tell you, I have my own theory on that. I don't know for sure, but this is my theory. Why shouldn't they know that? You know, they say that as humans, we use only 9% of our brain. And look what we do. We do marvelous things. We build bridges. We build skyscrapers. We develop communication systems. We must be plugged into a higher mentality somewhere along the line. Okay? It can't all just be our brain. So why shouldn't be animals be plugged into that same higher knowledge, higher source? Why not?
Now, how'd you choose the music for this CD?
It began with interviews with 125 dogs where I asked them what topics they would like to hear in a song. Like, same for being outside. I sent them a picture of an open space with very green grass and trees in full bloom. And I said, would you like to hear a song about being outside? For hearing that my human loves me, I sent a picture to the dog of their guardian looking down to them and saying, I love you. For throwing a ball, I showed a guardian tossing a red baseball-sized ball for the dog to fetch or chase. I selected about 15 of these topics, and I asked 125 dogs. And, you know, we took this very seriously. I got percentages on everything, you know. And hearing that my human loves me, oh, that was high. That was like 93%. Telling my human I love them was 92%. Hearing a song about eating food, that was 87%. And that blew me away because more dogs wanted to tell their humans that they love them rather than hearing about food.
Now, how do the dogs tell you this information?
When we finally wrote the lyrics to the songs, then what happened is I went around all over the United States with CD players and boom boxes. And that's where the focus groups came in, okay? Because we tested 214 dogs. And we did focus groups, whether it was at dog shows or shelters or, you know, doggy camps. And when I went around to the dogs after playing the tunes, the dog would let me know whether they liked it or not.
Okay, Dr. Kim, I have some special guests I'm bringing into the studio now. We have here Mr. Crumpet. He's a golden retriever. He's 2 years old. And we have Zoe. She's also a golden retriever, and she's about 9 years old now. They're quite excited to be here in the studio, as I'm sure you can tell.
Yeah.
What song could I play for them to calm them down?
Oh, please. Oh, no. There are not very many songs to calm a dog down on this one, Steve. This does not make dogs calm. This makes them happy.
Okay.
Yes, if you could please play Squeaky Deaky.
All right, we want to play them Squeaky Deaky. Zoe, Crumpet, you ready?
Squeaky Deaky, I love my squeaky toy. Squeaky Deaky, it makes me jump for joy. Squeaky Deaky, roll it on the ground. Squeaky Deaky, I love that squeaky sound.
Well, as you can tell, there's a lot of panting and a lot of tail wagging and heads popping around when they hear this music.
Good.
So, what is it that they like? Is he saying? Can you tell me what he's saying?
Ah! This is the best thing I've ever heard. I kid you not, Steve. I kid you not. And now he didn't say that. I said, I kid you not. I kid you not. But you know, this is music for them. It's designed for them. I mean, everybody just assumes that, you know, their dogs are gonna like classical music or, you know, some country star maybe that they like. But that's not the case. This is music designed for them, and I happen to think they know that.
Dr. Kim, let's face it. This music is kind of saccharine. I mean, it's like what I might hear on, you know, Barney or something.
Yeah, you know, Steve, it is. But that's what dogs want to hear. You know, they want to hear happy things. They want to hear good times. They don't want a serious song. Now, I don't know what's going to happen with cats when we make the cat CD, but dogs want happy stuff.
What song on your CD is best for easing a dog's anxiety? Say, when I do leave the house for the day.
there's a couple songs. One is You're a Good Dog. Okay, You're a Good Dog. Now, if we're talking saccharin, this is like You're a Good Dog repeated like 52 times.
All right.
But that they need to hear that because there are people who don't say to their dogs, You're a Good Dog. So at least if they hear this on a CD, they're going to hear it and be happy.
You're a good dog. You're a good dog. You're a good dog. Yes, you are. Oh, yes, you are. What a good dog.
Ask the Animals, Songs to Make Dogs Happy is on the Laurel Canyon Animal Company label. Dr. Kim Ogden of Rootic, thanks for taking this time with me today.
Thank you, Steve. It's been a pleasure.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Oh, yes, you are. I love your toes. I love your nose. I love your feet. And it is a treat to watch you eat. You're the best, such a good dog.